words we have for being derogatory. luxurious crop of derogatory terms.
Very inventive.
Pardon?
Very inventive.
Yes.
What about your race?
I'm white.
Or?
Caucasian.
Any derogatory terms for Caucasians?
Whitey.
Mm-hmm.
Alty, but that's an outside term. Mm-hmm. That isn't a local term. I mean, that's one that's, in fact, I suspect has only come about recently. Mm-hmm.
What would you call a child born of a racially mixed marriage?
Mulatto.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it would depend on what the racial mixture was.
Mm-hmm.
But half-breed, mixed race.
We talked about Creole and Cajun the other day. Are there derogatory terms for those?
Cajun, Coonass.
Mm-hmm. For Creole, is there anything?
No.
Okay. What would you call white people?
There probably wouldn't be in New Orleans, because you see, New Orleanians almost have a mystical attitude toward Creoles. The Old South has a nostalgia and a mythology for the Confederacy and all of this.
Mm-hmm.
And this is as nothing compared to the mythology toward Creoles in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What would you call a person who was not well off as a white person and did nothing to better himself?
Good for nothing.
Would you use the term white trash?
White trash. Yes, you'd use the
Would
term
black people use that term also, or would they have another?
They would use that term.
Okay.
And that was probably the origin of honky, I mean, or the precursor of honky.
Mm-hmm.
Came to me.
Did you ever hear a black call a white a peckerwood? Or?
Yes, I have. I've heard whites call whites peckerwoods.
Mm-hmm. What do they mean by it?
Trashy whites.
Mm. Okay. What about someone who lives out in the country and seldom comes to town? You might call him a...
Hick.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Rube.
Mm-hmm.
Country.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a... Well, sometimes Creoles might be referred to as... one of those gay-gays.
Mm-hmm.
That term would be used. But it would have an affection.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a little bit facetious, but with a good deal of affection for them. It wouldn't be really derogatory, like negra and nigger,
mm-hmm.
something like that.
Mm-hmm. Let's get parts of the body very quickly. This part of your head is
forehead.
Your forehead. Right, and this is my
hair.
And this would be your
chin.
Well, that.
Beard.
Nice little illustration. This would be my
ear.
Which one?
It would be your right ear. Yes, your right ear.
Actually, it's not. It's the other one. It's my...
Left ear?
Uh-huh. But I wanted both, so that's fine.
Oh, yes. I'm not
mirror
transposing.
Image.
I'm mirror imaging. Right.
This is my... Whole
mouth.
And it ties around your...
Throat.
The whole
neck.
Thing. And okay. What's this part on a man that sticks out?
Adam's apple.
Is there another name for that?
No.
Is that a goozle or...
Don't know the term.
Okay. And the dentist yesterday looked at your
teeth.
And he might fill one
cavity
in one
tooth.
And the flesh around the teeth is the
gums.
This part of my hand is a
palm.
This is a
fist.
Two
fists.
Mm-hmm. The upper part of a man's body is a
chest.
Any place where you bend would be a
joint.
The whole thing would be a
hand.
Two.
Hands.
This is my
leg.
And that's my
foot.
Two
feet.